Amen. Let's go ahead and give him praise for the victories he's given. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll put the get up and go in you. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. The enemy's never been able to stop the true church of God. It always marches on. Hallelujah. How many feels like marching on? Going on. Forward, forward. Hallelujah. Well, praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Amen. While you're standing, go ahead and get your Bibles, and we'll just talk about where we're going. All the way. Yes, Sister Dixon. Certainly. No. 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 Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Amen. That's a good question to ask. Am I moving backwards or am I moving forwards? It's time to move forward. Hallelujah. Isn't that right, Sister Rose? It's time to move forward. Praise the Lord. Let's worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, no turning back, no turning around, no giving in, no giving out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Oh, let's praise him. Let's let him have his way this morning. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, bless your name. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we give you honor. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Lord. Thank you. Let's look to Him right now. Hallelujah. Look to Him across the building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anoint us today with fresh oil. Those of you who can carry that. Go ahead, sing it across the building. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, sing it again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. From the throne. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I'm going to set the revelation message aside. If you have your Bibles, if you turn to two locations in the Old Testament, if you turn to the book of Joel, chapter 1, Malachi, chapter 3. If any Old Testament prophet spoke of the last days, it was Joel. It's in stark contrast that he speaks of awful devastation, but then he turns and he speaks of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. See, there's something about the Holy Spirit we miss so many times, but especially in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is associated with restoration. The Holy Spirit is a restorer. I said He's a restorer. What's been wrecked and ruined and ravished, the Holy Spirit can make new. He can renew. And in Joel chapter 1, it says, verse 1, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your father? Has it ever been like this? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten. And that which the locust hath left, the canker worm eaten. And that which the canker worm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. That's devastation. That's destruction. Go to chapter 2. Listen to this. Verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the canker worm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward in the last days that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, And your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my spirit. And then before the Old Testament ends in Malachi chapter 3, verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Hallelujah. Could you be seated for a moment? Make no doubt about it. Even in the promise is a reality that there is a devourer. And you know what a devourer does? He devours. He consumes. He can destroy. Amen. When those, I've got those potato worms right now. And when they start devouring, they're devouring, it destroys. And I want you to know in 2014, July 20th, there is a devourer at work, and he's doing what devourers do. He is devouring. I said he is devouring. Some devourers are like termites. They work out of sight. They're like cancer. You may not see them. Others, you can see them at work, but the devastation is the same. How many is aware that there is a devourer at work in our day? He'd like to devour a home. He'd like to devour a marriage. He'd like to devour a young person's relationship with God. He'd like to devour the peace. He'd like to devour the joy. He'd like to devour the purity. He'd like to devour. There is a devourer at work. Amen. It should not surprise us. That's all he ever does. I told someone this week, you can listen to Satan, but what you've got to realize, he has only one thing in his mind, and that is to destroy and to ruin you. There is a devourer at work. How many would agree with me? And I agree with Sister Rebecca. Amen. We don't have to just let him come in and devour at will and devour at whim. Amen. I believe the church of the living God can stand up and say this far and no further. Amen. You've devoured enough. I believe young people can say, I'm tired of seeing other young people devoured. I'm tired of getting a blessing at youth camp and let the devourer come in and steal it before the week's out. Amen. It doesn't have to be that way because we got a promise. Hallelujah. We don't have to let the devourer. Why? Because not only is there a devourer, but there is also a restorer. Hallelujah. Oh, how many believes that this morning? I mean, you could. I couldn't do it with my potato plants. I mean, I look at them and the leaves are eaten off. Nothing but a few spines of the veins left. There's no way I can restore that plant to what it once was. But we're talking God. I said, we're talking God. And what the devourer has devoured, there is a restorer who could restore. Hallelujah. One of the greatest passages in the scripture is in Psalms 23 when the psalmist cried out from experience, he restoreth my soul. Hallelujah. Are you glad you could say that? He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my peace of mind. He restoreth my purity. He restoreth my joy. He restoreth my home. He restoreth my passion for Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, there's a destroyer. Yes, he's at work. But there is a restorer, and he's at work. Jesus said, the thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, hallelujah. How many's glad he's come? Hallelujah. I've already alluded to it, but restoration comes from the Spirit. Hallelujah. He's working. He is moving. He is touching. Oh, I'm glad there's a restoration. I said, I'm glad. Amen. It said here the years. I mean, it had been going on in this case for years. Amen. I know there in Joel, it's talking about spiritual things from a literal plague of locusts who chomp, chomp, chomp a little bite at a time. I mean, they're not very big. Their mouths aren't very big, but they stay at it, stay at it, stay at it, chomp, 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 until they devour. And it said the years. Amen. Did you know in some cases people have dealt with the devourer for years? It's been an ongoing thing. Chomp, chomp, chomp. A little here, a little there. And pretty soon there's no desire to serve God. There's no sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. There's no hunger for the things of God. This is ruined and that is ruined and that's wreck. Oh, hallelujah. But if I get the contrast right, the years of the devourer are wiped out by one outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Oh, don't you know he can do it? I said, don't you know he can do it? The Holy Spirit is a restorer. Hallelujah. It's put other ways. It's put, he'll bring streams in the desert. I mean, the land is destroyed. It's devoured. But he brings springs in the desert. He takes the stony heart and makes it a heart of flesh. I'm talking about the restorer. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I will restore unto you the years that the devourer has devoured. I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. They're young people. They don't know about the devourer. Yes, they do. The devourer's more at work amongst the youth than anywhere else. He wants to get them before they have flourished, before they have grown, before they've known. But I want you to know it's upon them. The problem or the promise is specified that he pours out his Spirit. Hallelujah. How many's ready to stand up and say, I'm not looking for more of the devourer. I'm looking for the restorer. Would you stand across the building, music, however you want to do it? Would you come? Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Spirit did not redirect this service. Amen. Just so Pastor Hurst wouldn't preach as long as normal. That's not why he did it. He's talking to us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 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 The Spirit's prompting you to be used. Go ahead and let him use you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church. Oh, hallelujah. Let's worship him. Could you worship him across the building? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lord, move by your Spirit. You're the mighty God. You're the everlasting God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I walked on this platform with none of what I shared on my mind. I believe the Lord is speaking to us, and as I begin to read the scripture, I begin to feel in my heart the need for us to do as the prophet did and just admit that there is a devourer. And I believe here in a moment when I open the altars, I believe if you're here and you're honest and you would say the devourer has been at work in my life, maybe my home, maybe you see him at work, maybe it's these young people, they'll just say, I've seen the devourer at work in our youth group, our church. Here in a minute I'm going to open these altars, and if you're willing to first of all admit that the devourer has been at work, I want you to come and stand and lift up your hands with the second part that the prophet turned to. And the second thing is, not only did he admit there was a devourer, but he looked to the promise of God that there was a restorer. And he said in the words of God, I will restore the years that have been devoured. And so I want you to come with those two things, admitting there is a devourer at work. But then I want you to, after you've admitted that, in all honesty of heart, and sometimes that's hard to admit, but you just say, Brother Wilson, you just say the devourer has been at work in my life. And shamefully, I've allowed him. How many realize sometimes we allow him to devour? Right? But the second part is, I want you to lift your hands and say, the devourer is work, but oh God, I have your promise that you will restore the years that have been eaten and devoured. Who begin to move right now to the front? Just come and stand, lift your head and say, I'm going to admit the devourer has been at work, but I'm coming with the promise. I'm coming with the promise. He said he would restore the years that have been, that's it. Others, would you come in as close as you can so there's room for everybody. Lift your heart and hands. See, I admit there's a devourer, but I'm not going to sit back and watch it happen, because I have the promise. I have the promise that the Lord will restore. He will restore the years that have been devoured. Oh, hallelujah. Everyone that will move in as close as you can. Let's pray together as a church. Let's bind together. I know there's individual needs, but let's bind together and pray as a church. Satan is a liar. He does nothing but destroy and ruin. Amen. There is a devourer, but we've already heard testimonies this morning that there is a restorer. He restores. Hallelujah. Come on, let's reach out to him, church. Hallelujah. Binding together in prayer, reaching out to him. God, we look to your promise. You said in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Oh, that is a spirit of restoration. That is a spirit of replenishing. That is a spirit of renewing. Hallelujah. What the enemy's taken, what the enemy's destroyed. I mean, the moving of the Spirit, he renews. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Don't listen to the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes.
The Lord has given me authority.
Come on, bind together. Pray in the name of Jesus. Claim his promise. Claim the promise of God. Amen. You see, we got to believe there is a restoration. You've sat back and you've watched that devourer at work. He's devoured health. He's devoured. Lord, a relationship with God. Amen. We're not sitting back this morning. Amen. We're claiming the promise of restoration. Amen. I know we can't do it. I know we're at the end of our resources. But the promise is, I'll pour out my spirit and restore the years that have been devoured. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah.
Will I command you, Satan, in the name of the
well,
Lord,
glory.
To take up your weapons and flee.
Well, glory.
For the Lord has given me authority to walk all over thee.
Not by power.
I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord,
to take
up your weapons and flee.
Let the Spirit help you.
For the Lord has given me authority to walk all over thee. Oh, I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord,
that's it.
Take up your
look to the promise.
And flee.
We've admitted the devourer. We've admitted the devourer. Now look to the promise. Look to the promise. I will restore. I will restore. I will pour out my spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord has given me authority.
Come on, let's pray the promise. Lord, pour out your spirit as you said you would. Pour out your spirit of renewal. Bring streams in the desert. Oh, hallelujah. Take the heart of stone. Give a heart of flesh. Well, glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah. Pray for one another. Hallelujah. Pray for one another. When you're through praying, pray for one another.
Oh, hallelujah. But by my spirit, say the Lord, this mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. Shall be removed by my spirit, say the Lord.
The promises unto you. Not to your children, not to your children's children, as many as are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, I rebuke the devourer. Hallelujah.
Lord, not by might,
that's
not
right.
By power.
Hallelujah.
But by my
just open up your heart, let the Holy Ghost come in. Let him be introduced to the situation. Oh, hallelujah. If you're believing God right now, lift a hand and say, I believe in God. He's a restorer. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That means a restorer is greater than the devourer. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let the Spirit pray through you right now. Let the Spirit pray through you. Hallelujah.